addition to the issue of gay lifestyle, or I don't even like to say that, gay lifestyle, identity, the issues that come up when a person has any kind of identity that doesn't match with what the surrounding community identifies as the norm or acceptable. Two of the other issues that you talk about in the book include pacifism. I think the sect you grew up in was also pacifist. You must have been exposed to others. You talk about Quakers in the book, for instance. You mention Amish as well. What's your exposure? What are your thoughts about pacifism? Is that part of your personal beliefs?
I'm very fascinated with pacifism, and I do think it's a challenge for us as human beings to be pacifist. It really goes against the grain of our nature. When I grew up pacifist, yes, I was raised to believe that we are to turn the other cheek in all situations. If somebody comes in your house and, you know, starts attacking your family, you turn the other cheek, you take it. And obviously the death penalty, big no-no. And war, of course, you know, organized murder. So I really, really identified with that growing up. I wrote an essay in high school about the conscientious objectors that were in my church, and got a really bad grade for it because my history teacher was of a different mind. And I suppose it's possible it wasn't written very well either. But I really thought that was a fantastic way to grow up. That has stayed with me almost more than any of the other beliefs that I was brought up with.
I learned some of the feelings and experience of things like taking a public stand and witness from the stories embedded in books and also in songs, like this one by Andy Murray called Brave Man from Ohio.
Ted was raised in Ohio, where brave men regularly grow. He wasn't surprised to get a letter calling him to the war. He was most polite and he wanted to write, so he wrote right back and said, I've learned from my people that I must not fight, but I'd like to work instead. Oh, I'm not afraid to call, folks, I'm not afraid to die. I've just got something else in mind that I would like to try. Give me a shovel instead of a gun, I'll say so long for now. And if I die, I'll die making something instead of tearing something down. Said goodbye to those he loved, wiped his mother's tears. Don't fret, folks, I know what I'm doing, I'll be back in a couple of years. He picked up his sack and he didn't look back, he bravely left for the war. Took a Bible and a shovel and a lot of hope, he knew what he was going for. Oh, I'm not afraid to go, mother, I'm not afraid to die. I just don't want to be the one to make another son's mother cry. Give me a shovel instead of a gun, say so long for now. If I die, I'll die making something instead of tearing something down.